Well, that's our country fair weather news on a rainy day. 62 degrees here in the Chicagoland area at noontime. And our country fair weather news for today was brought to you by the Rainbow family of quality fertilizers.
Everything you grow grows better with Rainbow, Rainbow Premium Plant Food.
19 minutes before 1 o'clock. This is Country Fair from WGN Radio in Chicago. Continuing now with our Country Fair show for today, it's time for News for Dairy Farmers, a program brought to you by Pure Milk Association, the Midwest's leading marketing and bargaining cooperative, whose more than 12,000 members produce milk for the leading markets of the Great Lakes area. Kenneth Wallace, secretary of the Illinois Milk Producers Association, reported today that the directors were re-elected at the association's annual meeting in Chicago on Wednesday. Here is a bulletin from WGN News just handed me. President Kennedy has been shot and seriously wounded. Kennedy was shot at just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. A photographer on the scene said he saw blood on the president's head. I repeat this bulletin from WGN News. President Kennedy has been shot and seriously wounded. Kennedy was shot just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. A photographer on the scene said he saw blood on the president's head. This has been a bulletin from WGN News. WGN News will keep you posted on the latest developments as quickly as they are received. In the meantime, we continue with our Country Fair show. We'll have bulletins up to the minute as we receive them from the newsroom. Back to News for Dairy Farmers. Kenneth Wallace, secretary of the Illinois Milk Producers Association, reported today that directors were re-elected at the association's annual meeting. Again, a repeat on this news bulletin, just in from WGN News. President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas have been cut down by assassins in downtown Dallas. They were riding in an open automobile in downtown Dallas. A Secret Service man was heard to say he's dead as the president was taken to a hospital. Both the president and the governor were shot at while riding in an open car. That bulletin just in from WGN News, and we'll continue to keep you posted on developments from Dallas as we receive them in our WGN newsroom. Continuing with our Country Fair show today and taking a look at farm news developments while we wait for other developments to arrive from Dallas, Texas. Yesterday, the Illinois Agricultural Association wound up its annual meeting at the Sherman House here in Chicago. And in closing, 519 voting delegates re-elected William J. Kupis, a Tazewell County grain and livestock farmer, to the presidency of the 195,000 family member organization. Harold Hartley of Centralia was renamed to be vice president. Three new faces were added to the IAA board of directors. In District 1 in northeastern Illinois, James P. Cannell of Capron in Boone County was named to succeed the late Eric Anderson. In District 11, Paul Ives of Wapella in DeWitt County replaced Carl Hart of Lovington. District 11 is in central Illinois. In District 13, Lyman Crumrin of Marshall was elected to follow retiring Leith Postlewaite of Crawford County in the southeastern Illinois district. Directors in all other odd-numbered districts were re-elected to two-year terms. Taking a look at other farm news today, we have the following reports in. First of all, we'd like to make note of the fact that beginning 1 week from today, the International Livestock Exposition and Horse Show will get underway at the International Amphitheater in Chicago. And beginning 1 week from today, we'll be broadcasting our Country Fair Show from there for 7 days to report to you on happenings at the nation's largest livestock show. So make note of that for November 29th through December 7th. The International Livestock Exposition and Horse Show at the Amphitheater in Chicago. Next week on Tuesday, John Alnberg of our Farm Service Department will be traveling down to Springfield, Illinois to participate in an annual event sponsored by the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. This event is a day-long program to honor volunteer 4-H club leaders in the state of Illinois. John looks forward to attending that session. He'll be reporting back on that session on Tuesday from Springfield as about 500 4-H leaders gather from around the state to be honored at that event. It's 10 minutes before 1 o'clock, and all other news that we might bring you on our Country Fair Show today is paled indeed by the tragic news from Dallas, Texas. And again, the latest development that we have, President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas have been cut down by assassins in downtown Dallas. They were riding in an open automobile in downtown Dallas, and a Secret Service man was heard to say he's dead as the president was taken to a hospital. Both the president and the governor were shot at while riding in an open car. I know that the prayers of the nation go out for President Kennedy and Governor Connally.
Bulletin from WGN News. President Kennedy and Texas Governor John Connally were both shot in Dallas this morning. A Secret Service man was heard to say he's dead as the president was rushed to a hospital, but the death has not been confirmed. A reporter asked a presidential assistant if Mr. Kennedy was dead and received no answer. Mr. and Mrs. Kennedy have been touring Texas. They were in Fort Worth early this morning and had just arrived in Dallas when the shooting occurred. This bulletin from WGN News. Please stay tuned.